Like David said, my name's Landry Wagner, and I'm a senior at Highland Park High School. I've had the unique blessing of being placed in a family with two parents who love God, love each other, love me, and have a desire to teach me and my siblings what they know about the Lord, which is a lot. They know their Bibles. God gave me a mind that trusted my parents and what they taught me. I prayed to ask Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life around age 8. I grew up loved and cared for. I've experienced the goodness of walking with God at a young age. His word is true. I've been protected from pain and scars and destructive decisions because of my understanding of the goodness of Jesus. Although I believed it and considered myself a Christian, I didn't know at the time what it meant to fully surrender myself to the Lord. During middle school, I began to fear that I hadn't really been saved, or at least that my story of being saved wasn't quite legitimate. I was learning what it looked like to have a relationship with the Lord, and it was overwhelming me because I started to compare myself to my two older sisters, and I thought I couldn't live up to their spiritual maturity. This caused me to worry if I really did give my life over to the Lord. I kept my fears to myself and kept checking the Christian boxes. I would read a chapter of Proverbs each day and work to make myself look like I had it all together. I would say the same prayer every night, and I always tried to have the right answers at church and small group and with my family, so I appeared to have a healthy, abiding relationship with the Lord. But in reality, I just had the vague facts and not the heart change. I decided that even if I felt I wasn't good enough, I didn't want other people to know. I became a people pleaser and was pretty much obsessed with the approval of others. Beginning freshman year, I added pride to my insecurity. I was getting better at people pleasing and began to believe that in certain areas of my life, I really did have it all together. The ugly truth was that I had begun to compare myself to the sin of others. My insecurities continued to show up as I worried about my physical appearance and others' perception of my spiritual maturity. I wanted so bad for others to say, "Wow, she really does have it all together." There would be days where I would go through school and not once think about someone else. I was so focused on myself. Life was all about my grades, my appearance, my performance, and my reputation. Come sophomore year, I thought, wow, I really am in a good place. I have great friends, and I'm so comfortable with my life. I didn't want to put myself out there and talk to people about God, though. I told myself that they didn't want to hear it, so I didn't share the gospel like I knew I was supposed to. I knew sooner or later at small group or at the dinner table, I would be asked if I was sharing the good news. The people pleaser in me wanted to come across like I was making disciples, so I would do the bare minimum and bring up the Lord occasionally in casual conversations. I hate admitting this, but what I was really doing was using the Lord as a way to pursue approval and my own glorification. Through my first 2 years of high school, it was so easy for me to be coasting because of my family background and because I was involved in small group, serving with children's ministry on Sundays, and involved in lead team. Even though I was learning and growing a lot, there was still the added weight of keeping my image the way I wanted it. Summer before junior year, the Lord began softening and growing my heart in new ways. After years and years of hearing about Jesus, it finally began to sink in that I didn't have to keep doing things to earn approval from God or from anyone else. While I was still a sinner, Jesus Christ had died for my sins and covered them. There was nothing I did to earn this gift, and there was nothing more I needed to do to earn his love. God has always loved me unconditionally, and he still does when I mess up, because I'm not perfect. Learning to find peace by trusting in God's unconditional love has helped me move away from things like insecurity, pride, and people-pleasing, and has given me a genuine desire to know him more and share his unconditional love with others. I still continue to struggle daily with doubts, comparison, and more, but I'm reminded by Ephesians 6, 10 through 14 to stand firm. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. I now know that I have to fight every day to not be complacent and comfortable in my faith. I need a community of Christians who will walk with me and remind me of God's grace. I need to consistently read and even memorize God's word so that I won't be drawn back into patterns of pride and insecurity. I'm so grateful that God has helped me by giving me an incredible group of friends who point me towards Jesus, church leaders willing to teach me truth, two older sisters who have set amazing examples for me, a mom who loves my dad and loves the Lord faithfully, and a dad who continually teaches and models the unconditional love of our Heavenly Father. One of the things my dad has done for our family is put together a list of 5 qualities of godly women. Right now, I'm really learning from number 5, which says, serve the Lord. Set your mind on eternal things. Serve the eternal King. Live to please only Him. It's been so good to dig into that and to remind myself that life on earth is temporary and only the things I do for the glory of God will last for eternity. Even though I still have a lot of growing to do in my faith, God continues to be incredibly faithful. I've accepted the fact that I can never be good enough for God, and I've trusted the good news that God is always more than enough for me. God's unconditional love is a gift, and it has the power to transform our lives. I'm so privileged, but not because of the school I go to, my family, my circle of friends, or my opportunities, genuinely because of the grace that was given to me and that is available for everyone in this room to receive. If you've heard anything while listening to my story, I hope you heard that we don't have to perform for God's love. Trusting and following Jesus is the path to freedom in life. Thanks so much for listening.